myself, first, second, and third.
All right, Dave. Did the things you changed this over this past week put you in victory lane today? Help you put you victory lane today?
Definitely helped. It's we're never happy unless we're up front all the time, and we haven't been up front all the time. But you know, everything went our way in racing. You always need a little bit of luck, and we lucked out into a good starting position. I was able to grab the lead right off the bat and drive the thing as hard as I could for 75 laps. So I saw Danzer peek his nose in there a couple times, and I could tell right when he was peeking his nose in there, it was right when I was hitting the gas, so I knew I'd be able to pull him. But it just kept me going and kept me trying to hit all my marks, because I knew if I made a mistake, it was basically going to cost me $10,000, and I didn't want to make a mistake like that. So I just gave it everything I had, and you know, conserved the car a little bit in the beginning, and never really lost it. It's car kept good drive, motor kept pulling really good, and we were able to make it happen.
Tyler pressed you a little bit in the beginning. Did you see anything there?
David, but, congratulations.
Thank you. What's that, Chris?
Tyler pressed you a little bit early in the beginning. Did you feel anything there or see anything there?
You know, I think I saw him show me a nose one time. But like I said, when they show you a nose right in the middle of three and four, when I'm putting my foot in the gas, this under his motor, I know I'm going to pull him off the corner every single lap. So,
about, probably under five laps to go, it must have been. You guys touched, you and Dave Danzer, off of turn four.
That was just hard racing. It's I'm sure he didn't mean to get into me. I didn't mean to get into him. And, you know, you never want to wreck somebody for a win like this. So I like racing with David. He's a good driver and not too aggressive. And I trust him. And we had a good race together.
How important was grabbing the lead earlier on the race at the drop of the green? Tyler said he was okay following for a while, want to conserve his tires.
Well, he probably wanted to conserve his tires because he burned him up in the heat race doing 16-0s every lap.
But how big was it for you to get the lead? How much did you really want the lead early in the race and to set the pace?
Well, the way the racing's been, I mean, the best place to be is in the lead, and we were able to get the lead right off the bat and you know, cruise for 75 laps. So it's right now the way the cars are, being the leader is the best place to be.
Especially with light traffic, you hardly had anything tonight.
Yeah, you know, I kept lucking out because I'd just start coming up on a lap car and the caution would come out. That happened three times. And, the only lap car I passed all night was Hal Latula up on the last lap, and he was kind of a jam car for me. I came up on him, and I was afraid Danzer was going to get me low. Hal gave me plenty of room on the bottom. He was on the bottom of the track, gave me plenty of room on the top, so I was able to drive around him. And as soon as I got side by side with him, I knew there wasn't enough room for somebody to go by me. So I knew going into three that we had it.
Another win, another $10,000 win for you. Where does this rank?
Definitely right up there with the first one that I won and the King of Wings. So definitely one of the more memorable ones. And it's always cool to win a race, but to win one of the big dollar ones, one of the more prestigious ones, that's always cool too. So now we're just looking forward to Classic.
And the money's really good at this point of the season too.
$10,000 definitely helps out.
Finally, Dave, who'd you like to thank for your win tonight?
I'd like to thank all my sponsors that make this deal happen. You Pull, You Save Auto Parts in East Syracuse, Diversified Wealth Strategies, and Enders Racing Engines for an awesome motor.